Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Mourners gathered in Milldam Park last night for a vigil held in the honor of 25-year-old Andre Ross, who was shot and killed there Monday night. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
We love you, Papito. May you rest in peace.
A family friend of the late 25-year-old Andre Ross pays tribute to him in the park where he was gunned down a little more than 24 hours after it happened. About 80 people came to Milldam Park Tuesday evening. They released balloons shaped as blue and white stars and red hearts. They laid out candles and flowers in Ross's memory. Aunt Shanika Ross says it feels like she lost a son.
He was a good kid. He loved his daughter. He loved his family. This one right here, he matured a lot once he had his child. And that's what made me so proud of him.
Ross had a 5-year-old daughter. As for what Shanika Ross remembers most about her nephew,
his smile. And he always told me, Auntie, I love you. So that's always going to stick in my head.
The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office is investigating Ross's death as a homicide, but no word yet on any suspects. Details surrounding the shooting are not known at this time. In Mount Holly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering a ban of PFAS, often called forever chemicals, in many everyday products like makeup, infant clothing and bedding, and menstrual products. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more on a House committee hearing about the possible prohibition.
PFAS covers a wide range of chemicals whose characteristics make them useful in things like stain prevention or water-resistant or fire-repellent products.
PFAS are called forever chemicals because they're nearly indestructible and can build up in the environment and in our bodies over time.
Stephanie Wine from Penn Environment says PFAS are linked to several cancers, thyroid problems, reproductive issues, and developmental issues in children. But she says PFAS is unnecessarily used in some everyday products. Products like dental floss, cosmetics, infant bedding and clothing, diapers, and menstrual products.
Unfortunately, consumer vigilance just isn't enough because products can label themselves non-toxic, and that's not a regulated label.
Steve Kratz with the Pennsylvania Chemical Industry Council says PFAS is a broad term, and as lawmakers consider a ban on certain uses, he says there are important functions like wiring or medical devices, and he says any prohibition needs to be targeted.
For example, Pennsylvania regulates gasoline and plastic pens very differently. They each derive from fossil fuels, yet they're regulated at the appropriate level based on unique properties and risk profiles.
Montgomery County Democrat Greg Scott's planning to introduce legislation that has bipartisan support. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Medical experts, including those who study autism, say that autism isn't the result of just one factor and that pregnant women should seek medical advice before taking any medication. This comes after the White House promoted an as-yet unproven connection between Tylenol and autism. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Based on pre-existing and some say incomplete research, the Trump administration is citing Tylenol, or acetaminophen, as a causal factor in autism. Dr. Kristen Lyle is the chair of epidemiology at Drexel and works with the A.J. Drexel Autism Institute.
A lot of people in the research field are concerned about overinterpretation when the science is pretty inconsistent at this point.
She says acetaminophen's fever-reducing quality could be a good thing.
There's been inconsistent evidence and concerns that the reason for taking acetaminophen in a lot of these studies hasn't been fully accounted for, and we know that there are risks with fever.
Lyle's research focuses on what leads to autism.
I think it's good to encourage people to obtain medical advice from their doctor. The science on acetaminophen and autism is pretty inconsistent.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A New York panel has rejected proposals to build casinos in Manhattan, and officials in New Jersey are celebrating it as a win for Atlantic City. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
A committee in New York City rejected two more proposals to build casinos in Manhattan, leaving another option on the table at Citi Field in Queens. State Senator Vince Polistina of Atlantic County says this is great news for the future success of casinos in Atlantic City because the Citi Field location isn't nearly as threatening to AC.
It's an incredible sigh of relief. I mean, we would have survived. You know, some of our properties here, Borgata, Hard Rock, Ocean Casino, are doing incredibly well. But we still have nine of them. And the other six, you know, if you start competing with yourselves either in North Jersey or potentially in Manhattan, you know, there was a significant concern for some of the other properties that are not doing as well as some of the bigger guys.
While Atlantic City has made strides to diversify its entertainment options beyond gambling, the casinos remain the lifeblood of the local economy there. And Palestina says hopefully this also means the end of discussions about bringing casinos to North Jersey, at least for now. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.